Welcome everybody. This is the last set of sessions before the after party and weekend. So good to see at least this many people here. We still have room, but let's have all the questions and all the discussions we have with this this audience as well. So this is Azure Media Services 101. I'll have another session straight after this, which goes into a little bit more deeper areas as well. So you're in good hands if you're interested in media. My name is Karl Otz. I work at Microsoft as a technology strategist for media and communications customers here in Finland. And you can follow me on Twitter with my Twitter handle, Finn Cooper. So what is Azure Media Services? Azure Media Services is a platform as a service, which allows you to take any content, live or on-demand content, basically from any source, move it to the cloud, process it there, and deliver it to any device in the world. That is our promise. And our vision with Azure Media Services is to be the number one video platform in the world. And we are well on our way on that. So as you can see, Azure Media Services covers the entire flow, really from end to end, from uploading the content, packaging it, processing it in different ways. For example, indexing the audio track, adding some metadata, maybe adding content protection as a service as well, and in then streaming it either through streaming endpoints directly, either through our own CDN or if you already had an existing infrastructure through that as well. And we also have a good player offering there available, which I'm going to go through into a little bit more details. So here again, the same set of components that you have available from Azure Media Services. You can either pick one of those and just use that and continue to use your own existing infrastructure, or you can go really end-to-end only with our own, only with this end-to-end offering as well. So from the left side, you see from the upload side, you can have either live or in this case on-demand content. You can upload any type of file either directly through HTTP. You can use UDP uploader as well. We very well support for example Aspera. There's green button there as well, and you can also have MPLS connectivity there as well through Azure Express route. Then we have the encoding part. We've just added some new formats there as well. We now support, for example, Apple ProRes and many others in there available. In there, you can use your own encoder, especially on live scenarios. If you already have an on-premise encoder, you can continue to use that very well and just provide us the already encoded multi-bitrate format. Then we have the format conversion or packaging part. We actually provide something that we call dynamic packaging, which I'm going to go through in a little bit more detail, which helps you optimize storage cost quite well, because you don't have to keep those many copies of the same asset for different protocols. And then when we move on, we do provide content protection as a turnkey service as well. So there's simple encryption there. There's Play Ready, and what we just announced is Google Widevine support also, straight as a service. So you don't have to set up your own DRM infrastructure or count how many licenses or keys are delivered, etc. We take care that for you. It's just a tick in the box in the streaming process. Then when we move to streaming, as I mentioned, we do support your current workflows as well. You can still continue to use that. or you can use our network for the streaming endpoints as well. Then we also do have our own CDN network. You can leverage that. The closest node here in Finland is in Helsinki, and there are many some almost 30 other nodes as well available globally. And of course, we support third-party CDNs there as well. And then when we come to the right side, in the end, the player framework, we do have actually provide our own Azure Media Player, which basically helps you by selecting the right format for the specific device that you're using. It allows you to deliver the content to any type of device. If it's a new browser with a MPEG-dash format, for example, or is it maybe something that we stream through smooth streaming to a Silverlight-enabled device, for example. And then we also have a lot of partners in this area. For example, DeltaTree is building a very nice specific players for example, specific sports. They have a player for football, they are soccer. They have a player for ice hockey, etc. One mentioned here is Ujala, which we are going to offer more tighter integration soon as well. They actually have a little bit more audience analytics built into their player as well, so that you can leverage that information while you manage your content in there. This is kind of the overview of Azure Media Services specific components, and let's start to delve into some of those in more details. What makes, you might already have the whole workflow or partially this workflow available for you. You might buy it from somebody else. You might have built it yourself. So what makes this Azure Media Services different then? Well, for example, we do offer instant live to video on demand transition. What does that mean? It means that once the live streaming content stops streaming, so for example, if a sports show ends, the minute we stop streaming to this channel, we actually have this, the same content available as on-demand media. So you can immediately publish it to your website for your customers to be available to watch kind of a catch up for the show, for example. It is by nature cloud. It is a platform as a service, so you don't need to have any huge infrastructure investments before you can actually start doing something. Then the dynamic packaging part, which I'm going to open up just after this. Content protection, as I mentioned, it is actually built in so that you don't actually yourself have to worry about how many devices are you streaming to, how many times have they opened this key delivery, stuff like that. We take care of that for you. And then we also support live ad insertion, which means that once you have that on-demand content available, you can actually advertisement dynamically, so that if a person has, for example, recorded a show or watching a show that's recorded a year ago, they still see some new and relevant advertisement. So it's, of course, a good way to monetize your content later on in the life cycle as well. So if you're familiar with video delivery, this is something that is probably the traditional way to package content to different devices, because problem, of course, is that we have all of these different devices, all of these different content protection systems, that there's really no way to just provide the content in just one specific format and that it will work for all of the devices. Well, traditionally, what you have to do based on the stream, so first of all, from your source file, in this case, let's talk about on-demand to keep it a little bit more simple, but the same scenario applies for live as well. So you upload your single bitrate, high-quality video, you encode it into a variable bitrate or multi-bitrate video file. And after that, you have to package it for those protocols that you have. So typically, you have an asset for HLS, you have an asset for smooth streaming, you might even have an asset for Dash. So you have multiple, you actually keep multiple copies of the same video just to be able to serve these different devices or browsers through your CDN or through your streaming endpoint. All right. With dynamic packaging, the same thing. You upload the first asset, the single bitrate asset, but after that, you only have to keep one multi-bitrate MP4 file, because the format conversion or this repackaging is actually, it's not very CPU intensive. It requires a little bit of work to do, but it's not something that's super heavy to do on the cloud when you have quite a good amount of CPU power available for you when you need it. So as you can see here, in this case, Azure Media Services actually takes care of the format conversion on the fly for you, both on demand and for live. So this means that of course you radically save on storage cost when you don't keep three times the same file as you now only keep the one file. So to put it into a little bit more detailed context, this is what would a typical on-demand production flow look like. So this is the pure cloud model, but of course, you, as I mentioned, you can mix and match it with your on-premise as well. So in this case, from the left side, again, we upload the video asset. We encode it into the multi-bitrate format, and after that we are able to stream it to all of those different devices and different browsers. And if there's content protection there, we also provide that already straight to the devices through the Azure Media Player as well. And if you want to do some more advanced stuff, you can add your media indexer there as well. You can do your multi-audio or multi-subtitle flows there as well. Very conscious of time here. So let's move on to the demo. And let's switch the screen to the duplicate. So what I have here, yes, you'll see it. Just tell me if it's too small or something in the back there. So what I have here is the Azure GA portal. This is not available yet on the preview portal, just to make sure. And I have created an Azure Media Services account here. And I've actually added some content already because obviously demo situations and network, so I'm not during demo guards here and upload video files with the conference Wi-Fi. So I have a couple of different versions here. And this is my original file. It's a single bitrate MP4. Simple thing, what I've done to it, I've added an encoding job through the process menu. I've used a typical, the standard version of Azure Media Encoder here. There is also a premium encoder available for you where you can customize the whole encoding workflow. But in this case, I've just chosen this default selection here, and it's working pretty nicely for me in this scenario. After I've run the job, I get this multi-bitrate format. Media encoded file, as you now see here. And what I also have in order to set this up, I have here on the streaming endpoints, I've actually added one streaming unit, which actually means, let's show that to you, one streaming unit, which actually means a reserved amount of 200 megabits per second of streaming capability out of this unit. I could add some more here, but I'm hoping that there won't be that many fans watching this, so this should be okay. In any case, I've actually enabled CDN on top of this as well to keep things under control. All right. Just one more thing before I show you the tool that I'm using here. So just to point out that here on the content tab, I've actually chosen not to hide this, but I've actually published this encoding published this multi-bitrate format, and I have it here. Let me see. I have it here. So I have it here.
Look around. Technology is all around us. We use it in every aspect of our lives. It enables us to do amazing things.
And as you can see, it provides me, it recognizes this is a modern browser. This is the Microsoft Edge on Windows 10, so it can very well work with Dash. So I'm provided Dash, MBIC Dash video format on this specific content here. How are we doing on time? Very good. Let's get, for a moment, let's get back to the slides. No. Yes. And let's can come back to the player just in a moment. So what did we just see? From very simple UI. Just a portal UI, no coding or no setting up projects or nothing. I could do the first part of the flow, so meaning upload the video asset there, run the encoding job that I wanted there, and actually provide you the viewing capability as well through the Azure Media Player. And as I mentioned, Azure Media Player is a player product that you can freely use and start customizing. It gives you the ability to focus only just on the UI and the user experience, not to worry about which types of format am I getting, and is it actually going to work on this device, and what happens when a vendor or an operating system provider actually provides a new operating system, and all this stuff. You can also try this yourself on your devices. aka.ms/amsholo. As in HoloLens. This is the same video that I just showed you on my PC here. Very good. Just a couple of new stuff as well. Some of these I mentioned already. So what we did is we did a lot of announcements at the International Broadcasters Conference a couple of weeks back. And what we announced was kind of one of those missing parts of the entire workflow on the live streaming part. So previously you would have used a partner for the live encoding part. Now we also provide that as first party service as well. Then we had this Apple ProRes format support, and also for the content protection side, the Google Widevine support for protected content as well. So now we have on the content protection side, we have AES encryption, we have Play Ready, and we will have the Widevine protection as well. Just available kind of tick in the box service for you. And then on Azure Media Indexer side, we actually added support for something called custom languages and custom dictionaries, which I'm going to talk about on the second part of the session. Just to recap, Azure Media Services, you can put it in 8 different boxes, you can put it in 5 different boxes. Here is yet another view of how you could categorize different components of Azure Media Services. Just remember, the entire workflow from live or already or on-demand asset-based encoding all the way through to the CDNs protected for you, all the way delivered to the actual media player client on any device. Thank you.